Well, I admit I wasn't going to go see Michael Moore's new movie, Capitalism, A Love Story, until one of my students at the seminary alerted me to a very interesting debate between Michael Moore and Sean Hannity, the right-wing commentator. It was available on YouTube, so I watched this, and I was expecting the usual left-wing, right-wing polemics, but what struck me was this. Michael Moore turned to Sean Hannity at one point and said, "Are you a Christian?" And Hannity said, "Well, yeah, I'm a Catholic." And Moore said, "Well, did you go to Mass last Sunday?" And he said, "Yeah, I sure did." "Well, what was the gospel?" Moore asked him. And Hannity said, "Yeah, I don't remember." Well, Moore said, "I'll tell you what it was. It was a story of the eye of the needle. You know, so it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. What do you think Jesus would say about capitalism?" Moore asked Hannity. Well, the discussion went on from there, but I thought, that's kind of intriguing. I knew that Michael Moore was a Catholic, but I didn't know that he had brought his Christian faith so strongly into the argument. So my interest was piqued, and I did go see the movie. The movie is typical of Michael Moore's style. It's kind of brash, it's irreverent, it's funny, it's over the top, it's broad brush, all of that. But it did strike me that he does bring his Christianity into the argument. He interviews a number of clergymen, including Thomas Gumbleton, who's the retired auxiliary bishop of Detroit. And all the clergymen he interviews say some version of capitalism is an intrinsically evil system. It just goes simply contrary to the teachings of Jesus. There's a section that I admit made me laugh in the movie when he brings out these old clips from Zeffirelli's Jesus of Nazareth film from the 70s. And he has the rich young man running up to Jesus. "What must I do to gain eternal life?" And then he puts in the mouth of Jesus something like, "Well, you know, keep your 401k and Jesus has all these sort of nostrums from the capitalist playbook. Obviously, Moore is mocking certain members of the Christian right who just co-opt Jesus to justify current economic and political structures. Okay. To give Michael Moore his due, there are elements of the Catholic social teaching tradition that are critical of, I would say, corrupt and decadent forms of capitalism. Go right back to the beginning, to Leo XIII and Rerum Novarum. Pope Leo there says, it's a line that's always stayed in my mind, it's always bothered me. He says, "Once the demands of necessity and propriety have been met in your life, everything else you own belongs rightfully to the poor." Again, I think that's like a little bomb going off in your mind and heart if you really let it sink in. Once in your own life you've taken care of necessity and propriety. Now those are, you know, properly widely definable terms, but nevertheless, once that's taken care of, everything else you own belongs to the poor. Pope Leo also sternly warns the wealthy that their salvation, to a degree, depends upon their generosity vis-a-vis the poor. My own boss, Francis George of Chicago, echoed Leo XIII some years ago when he addressed a group of wealthy donors in Chicago. He said, "Well, the poor need you, the wealthy, to stay out of poverty, but you need the poor to stay out of hell." He's making the same point about salvation depends upon our generosity toward the poor. And more to it, every pope from Leo XIII through Benedict XVI will say some version of this. The government has a right and an obligation to intervene in the economy when gross injustices are obtaining. So, for example, with our current economic meltdown, in the measure that this was caused by a sort of irresponsible deregulation of the financial markets, people like Michael Moore, I think, have a right to raise a legitimately Catholic voice in protest against it. So I think all of that, he can validly claim support in the Catholic social tradition. But is he right, therefore, to say it's Catholic teaching that capitalism is simply evil? Well, no, is the short answer to that question. Here's why. Again, every pope from Leo through Benedict XVI have affirmed that the essential structures of what they call a market economy, popes rarely talk about capitalism, but a market economy, the essential elements of it are morally praiseworthy. They mean private property. They mean the right of each individual to determine his economic life. They mean the entrepreneurial spirit. They mean even the profit motive. All of that is recognized as morally praiseworthy and in line with human freedom and dignity. About halfway through the film, Michael Moore shows his cards. He's not only anti-capitalist, he's very clearly pro-socialist. he even at the end of the film has a kind of contemporary version of the communist hymn, the Internazionale. I remember when I heard that, I thought, oh, brother, this is really taking it too far. Because any attempt to claim Catholic social teaching in support of socialism or communism is never going to get off the ground. Again, that is a consistent teaching from the beginning to today, that socialism in its essential structures is repugnant to human dignity and human freedom. The popes acknowledge not only is socialism practically inefficient, but it's, again, repugnant to the dignity and freedom of the individual. Now, if one has any doubts about that, all one has to do is consult those pretty brutal socialisms of the last century and to see the moral quality of them. So what do we make of this question? How do we determine, finally, Catholic social teaching vis-a-vis capitalism? I think one of the best places to look is in John Paul II's great letter called Centesimus Annus. That's Latin for the 100th year. So it's written at the 100th anniversary of Rerum Novarum. John Paul says this, and I think it's worth quoting directly. He says, "The Church is in favor of capitalism, if by that term we mean, quote, an economic system which recognizes the positive role of business, the market, private property, as well as free human creativity in the economic sector. We're in favor of that, capitalism. But," the Pope continues, "the Church stands against capitalism, if by that term you mean, quote, a system in which freedom in the economic sector is not circumscribed within a strong juridical framework that places it at the service of human freedom in its totality." So, can the government intervene? Yes. Should it intervene? Yes, when gross injustices are undermining the integral structure of the market economy. Freedom, yes, but freedom circumscribed by a legal situation and a moral law that prevent it from becoming totally self-absorbed and dysfunctional. I think it would be hard to improve on the clarity of John Paul II's statement. So, I mean, I would say in summary, I enjoyed elements of Michael Moore's movie. I thought part of it was funny. And I even enjoyed some of the righteous indignation that's coming up out of his, you know, kind of prophetic imagination. But I would say this. If you're really interested in finding out what the Catholic Church thinks about capitalism, save the money you would have spent on Michael Moore's movie and go buy Centesimus Annus.